You're about to hear the only advertising program on the BBC. It's the comedy show designed to suit all pockets. You listen now and laugh later. It's something to shout about. Michael Medwin, Eleanor Summerfield, Fenella Fielding, Jen Sims, Nicholas Phipps, Warren Mitchell, and a cast of several bring you a light-hearted expose of the advertising world.
Again, it's a matter of life or death or worse. Oh, it's all right, Mr. Lightfoot. They're terrain to connect us.
Oh, there's something wrong. I know it. First of all, Jen, it's 2 hours late. Now we can't get her on the phone.
Oh, I knew something was going to happen. I foretold it. Yesterday afternoon, I read Janet's teacup. Lying at the bottom were 18 leaves in a complete circle, and you know what that means.
Yes, we need a new strainer. And I also need my secretary. Now, Mavis, be a dear. Go on, keep trying that number.
I say, Michael, I'd like you to come and look at those slogans I've written for that new product.
Oh, no, not now, Adrian. I'm too worried about Janet. She's such a crazy kid. Anything could have happened to her.
Oh, she probably went to one of her beatnik parties.
Oh, well, she did mention something about a fancy dress ball on Friday.
Well, perhaps she went dressed up as a mailbag and got stolen.
But, Michael, Maggie's waiting in the conference room to discuss that TV commercial.
I'm not leaving till we get some news of Janet.
Do come along as soon as possible. We must get that layout finished today.
Yes? Oh, good. Mr. Lightfoot, the operator's managed to get through.
Oh, good, I'll take it. Hello, darling, is that you?
No, darling, it ain't. Now, buzz off.
Well, really? I know that's what I usually say when I answer the phone in Janet's room, but... Janet, darling, where have you been?
In a minute. Now, be a pet and take this tape recorder. Di, bring in the rest of the stuff.
Oh, here you are, Miss Harris. There's a lot now. Oh, 1, 2, 3 cases, electric kettle and a butterfly net.
Oh, Mr. Lightfoot, that'll be handy. You said we needed a new strainer.
Now, if you don't mind, I'd like to get back to my lift. Not part of my duty, shifting luggage.
Oh, Di, don't sulk. You've been a doll. Bye, Di.
Oh, thank you, miss. That'll keep me whizzing up and down all day.
Janet, please, what on earth's going on? I mean, all this luggage. I know your motto is be prepared, but this is ridiculous.
Darling, I'm sorry, but the most ghastly thing's happened. They're knocking down my flat.
Who's they? The other tenants?
No, the demolition men. I was woken up this morning by a man with a pickaxe coming into my bedroom.
Oh, you poor soul. Was he nice?
Wasn't your door locked?
He was coming through the wall.
Jan, what did you do?
Well, I sat up in bed and put my glasses on to see if it was anyone I knew.
And was it?
Mavis, men who visit my flat do not have string round the knees of their trousers. And furthermore, they don't spit on their hands and mutter, better get on with it. At least, not often.
Janet, they can't knock down your flat, not just like that.
Darling, they can. You see, it's something to do with the road widening scheme.
You must have had a solicitor's letter or something.
Darling, we've been getting them every week for years, demanding the rent or complaining about the noise. We just gave up opening them.
Well, I don't blame you with things like that. My gran says never open a summons. It means bad luck.
A summons? Well, we had one of those last week.
And you took no notice of it?
Well, we couldn't understand it, but it was ever so pretty. You know, Drusilla, the girl I share my flat with, well, she took it to the grocer's and used it as a soap voucher. Crazy.
Good morning, Michael. Who's responsible for all this junk? Has Janet's handbag burst?
Oh, Miss Tucknell, guess what? Janet found a man in her room with a pickaxe.
Really? Who won?
No, he came through the wall. He didn't even knock. Gold as brass with string round his knees. I mean, I asked you. And they call it a free country. We're none of us safe in our own beds, if the truth were known.
Look, I haven't understood a word so far.
Well, it's quite simple. It's Janet's flat. It's being demoralized.
That happened the day she moved in. Michael, what exactly is going on?
Oh, this is a black day in my life, Maggie. Janet's been turned out of her flat.
I just grabbed a few essentials and came here.
Right, hard to call a guitar an essential. Can you play it?
Oh, it's not functional. Just for decoration.
Like Mavis.
Is that a compliment, or should I take up speech?
I'd leave it where it is if I were you.
But, Jerry, what about the rest of your furniture? I mean, do you have furniture?
Well, Drusilla, the girl I shared with, rang up her friend Hector Whittle, and he came round with his car. And when I left, he was lashing Drusilla's bed to the roof.
Too much to hope she was still in it.
Michael, I've been waiting in that blessed conference room for hours. Oh, so she turned up. What was the trouble?
They've knocked down her flat.
Good Lord, another of those wild parties?
Oh, Adrian, a man came into my bedroom with a pickaxe.
I must say, you do lead a very full life. It reminds me of my days in the Rat. I once rode into the WAF's dormitory on a bicycle. I rang the bell first, of course. There's an etiquette in these matters.
Not in Maida Vale, there isn't. They're demolishing my flat just to widen the room.
Really? I suppose where your bedroom used to be, they'll stick up a notice saying, no parking this side on odd dates.
Now, that's a very apt memorial, if you ask me.
Darling, you'll have to find a new flat.
But it's impossible.
Well, you must try. Look, I've got the morning papers. Let's all skim through. Come on, you lot. We must help Janet. Come on.
All right. Oh, there's a lot here. Now, flat. Edmont Con. Usual ox. One bud. One towed kit with din rest. Very comp. Completely unt. Use of gooden. How about that?
Sounds fab. I just can't wait to use the gooden.
Oh, look, there's dozens advertised there. Janet, you better take the morning off and go flat hunting. We can't have you sleeping in the office.
No, not during the night time as well. Now, come along, Michael. We really must start our conference. You as well, Mavis. And take off that guitar.
Have I still got it on? Oh, well, it's been such a morning. I keep seeing it. Poor old Jan, sitting up in bed with her mouth wide open, and in walks this bloke with a pickaxe.
Oh, look here, Michael. We've been going on for hours about consumer resistance, but what's its significance ad-wise?
But I think it has significance consumer-wise, product-wise as well.
Definitely. And there are ramifications campaign-wise. I mean, otherwise, why are we here?
Well, I've been asking that for hours. Isn't it time we had lunch?
Conference room, Maggie Tartnell here. Oh, hello, Janet. Any luck yet? Yes. 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 What? Are you mad? No, Janet, I forbid it. Definitely. Keep looking. Bye.
What was it this time? A disused phone box?
No, she met a chap in a pub who offered to get her fixed up in a nice modern block just off the King's Road. She was sure she'd be very happy there.
Which one? What's it called?
Chelsea Barracks. Well, I must say we've done a very rewarding day's work.
Yes, it was a hard slog, but it was worth it. We found a slogan to be proud of.
I could hardly wait to tell the clientele, boy. Should we get Mavis to read it to us again?
Yes. Then we can sit back and really enjoy it before we knock off for the day. Mavis, read out the slogan for the new product.
Right here, then. Now, I've got to find it first. I've got it in my notebook somewhere. Oh, yes, here we are. Are you all ready?
Yes.
Bollinger's mothballs are best.
It's the economy of it that I like. It says such a lot without saying anything at all.
Oh, there you all are. Oh, I must sit down. I'm worn out. Tramping the streets looking for a home.
You don't look worn out. Isn't that a new hat?
Yes, it is, actually. Well, I had to do something to cheer myself up. I always buy a new hat when I'm down in the dumps.
I wondered where you got them from.
It's washed and set.
It looks as though it's been set under a spin dryer.
Janet, do you realize that you haven't got a home? You were supposed to be flat hunting.
Oh, well, darling, it was such a bore. There was absolutely nothing except a houseboat at Chelsea. The agent said I'd find it amusing, but it was full of leaks.
Perhaps it split its sides laughing.
Oh, it's not fair. I want so little. All I ask is a place to lay my head.
And one or two other things.
Well, I'd be delighted to put you up in my flat, Janet.
Of course, but we'd have to smuggle you in without the porter finding out.
Why, does he charge you corkage?
Oh, you know my place. It's very, very fussy. No female visitors are allowed after 11 p.m. unless you keep the door open.
You must find it very drafty at night.
Michael, Janet can't possibly stay at your place.
Well, she could have my room. I'd sleep on the sofa.
I won't allow it, not even with a chaperone, tracker, dogs, and a suit of armor.
Well, she could stay with us, but our place is so tiny. We've only got two floors, one at the front and one at the back.
Janet, you come and stay with me.
Oh, Mary. Well, I think that's very big of you. You sure I won't be a bother?
No, but you're welcome, providing you don't mind sharing a room with a Siamese.
A Siamese what?
Cat.
Oh.
She's called Hillary. There was some confusion about her sex, and I didn't want her growing up the complex.
I won't mind. I've got lots of beatnik friends. Won't be the first time I've shared a room with a cat.
Well, I'm glad that's all settled. Can I give any of you girls a lift?
Oh, not me. I'm going to stop and change my dress. I'm going to the Palais tonight.
Oh, gorgeous.
Oh, yes, they've got three bands, and guess who's doing the vocals? Slob Storm. Last time he came right out in the middle of the floor and did foolish things.
Good luck to him. Well, let's get going. Janet, I'll tell you what. I'll have a word with the caretaker of my block of flats. He might know some little place that's here. Good evening, Mr. Albright. How's the lumbago?
Oh, she's not too good, Mr. Lightfoot. She's gone to the pictures with her sister.
Well, that'll make her feel better.
Yes, it is. I've been taking that liniment.
Splendid, Mr. Albright. I say, I don't suppose you know of any vacant flats around here, do you?
Ben-Hur, I think she said. I wasn't really listening.
No, flats. Vacant flats. Do you know of any?
Oh, flats. Vacant for years.
Oh, you know of one?
No. We're all full up here, Mr. Lightfoot. It's not so much as empty broom cupboard.
I'm not looking for a place to keep a broom. It's for a girlfriend of mine.
And women ain't allowed. No women. It's in the rules. It's in the rules. You know that as well as I do.
I don't mean here. Did you know anywhere in the neighborhood?
They all got to be out by 11. No shenanigans in. More than my job's worth.
Yes, I know, but if you do hear of anything in the neighborhood, would you tell me?
No, I didn't hear a thing. What happened? Can't be my wife back already.
Mr. Albright, if you hear of a flat going, would you tell me?
You don't have to shout. Don't start shouting. Of course I'll tell you. Everybody shouts nowadays. On the telly, shouting at you all the time.
Well, thank you, Mr. Albright. Well, I must nip up and change.
Oh, Mr. Lightfoot, did you say you had a touch of lumbago?
No, I didn't.
Well, you better try some of my liniment. Work wonders for my wife.
Hillary, what have you got in your mouth? Is that one of Janet's stockings? Take it out immediately. You've had quite enough to eat for one day. Hillary, take it out. If you don't take it out, I shall give you a fourpenny one. Well, you can't go to bed yet. Janet isn't back.
No.
So good asking me. I think I'd better ring Michael. It's after midnight. Really don't see why we should all have to sit up till small hours while she goes romping round the town.
Lightfoot here.
Oh, Michael, it's Maggie. I'm worried about Janet.
Who isn't?
Yeah, but I think she's lost.
Spiritually or physically?
Both. She came here earlier and dumped her luggage and said she had to meet some crazy character, so I thought she must be with you.
No, she's not. Not tonight. I think she went out with some of her beatnik friends.
Oh, excuse me. Hillary, get down from there. You know you're not allowed on the mantelpiece.
Are you entertaining an acrobat?
No, it's Hillary. She's got the wanderlust.
Or take her to the vet. They can cure anything nowadays.
Michael, now buzz Janet. Oh, it's all right. She's here.
Good. Then I can go back to bed. Good night.
Good night. Harry, stop scratching. Don't want to look like you, Brunner, do you? Well, Janet, in about time.
Oh, darling, I'm terribly sorry, but I had to stay till midnight to wish Drusilla a happy birthday. We made a mistake over the day.
Oh, really? Well, come in.
I thought you'd like to wish her one, too, so I brought her along.
What?
Drusilla! Drusilla, come and meet Maggie. Maggie, this is Drusilla.
Everything to meet you, Miss Tufnell. Janet tells me you're the most.
The most what?
Oh, crazy, absolutely crazy. I dig harlots, yes.
I'm here with Drusilla. It's Hector Whistle. He's the one with the beard.
Was all that hair his own? I'm delighted to meet you, Hector.
You don't mean that, do you?
On second thoughts, no.
Spare me the smart social jazz. In your face, there's hostility. Hostility and a pain, like it was a great blast furnace whirling round in nothing.
Hector's a poet. He knows lots of words.
That's no excuse. Why is he wearing a collar and no shirt?
It's a protest.
What against his laundry?
Well, I just won't bother to introduce it to the others.
Others? You mean there are others like him?
Of course.
And to think they go all the way to India to look for a Yeti.
Maggie, you'll love them. They'll be here in a minute. You see, we were all over at Hector's having a wonderful time. Out of 20 people invited, over 40 turned up.
And Janet said, let's go to Maggie's, make like crazy, and send the old square up to Cloudsville.
Well, it's nice to be thought of. What's that?
Oh, it's the rest of the clan. They're bringing the double bass up the stairs.
Couldn't they get it in the lift?
Well, no, it's on top of the piano. Crazy. Now, Janet, I refuse to have my flat invaded by a crowd of hairy deadbeats. Tell them to go home.
Oh, all right, I'm coming. Oh, well, I'm not too sorry to get up anyway. All the evening I think of Sophia Loren, then I go to bed and dream about Peter Sellers. Janet! What do you want? It's past midnight.
A place to lay my head, darling.
Not again. Why aren't you with Maggie? What's happened?
Oh, that woman. There we were, me and one or two friends. Drusilla and Hector and Clem and Chuck and Kinky and Frieda and Slug and that girl with the green hair and a few of the kids. Well, there we were.
Where? The festival hall.
No, Maggie's flat. Having a real cool time. Hector was playing his trumpet, Chuck was on double bass, and the rest of us were just singing. Then Maggie stormed in, just because I asked her to make less noise when she was winding her alarm clock.
How unreasonable.
I can't go back. You've got to let me stay.
Shh. The caretaker must have seen you.
Mr. Lightfoot, aye. Have you got a woman in your abode?
Oh, Mr. Albright, what a ridiculous thing to say. You know me.
I distinctly heard a feminine voice.
Deaf as a post by day, but at night he hears every word. I've got the television on.
Oh, no. Couldn't have been a telly what I heard. There wasn't no gunshots. Please, you know the rules.
Oh, darling, you'll have to go to a hotel.
At 2 a.m. with no luggage. Just a pair of dark glasses and a guitar that's not even in tune.
Oh, I know. I'll take you to Adrian's.
Adrian's? Well, if I can't stay here, there's no alternative. Let's get a cab.
Oh, what a pity. I wanted to stay behind and listen to the shenanigans.
Well, if that doesn't wake Adrian, nothing will.
I can see a light.
Michael, good Lord, what are you doing here with your wife and child?
Oh, wake up, Adrian. It's Janet and her guitar. We're looking for somewhere to lay Janet's head. Do you think your wife would mind?
Well, I think she'd accept the head, but she might draw the line at the rest of her.
Well, you've got to put her up, old boy. She's stranded.
Janet, I thought you were staying at Maggie's.
It's a long story. Tell you when we get inside.
Very well, this way.
Night, Michael.
Night, darling.
Adrian, what's that?
The wife's up. It's all right, dear. Just an old Air Force chum of mine. He's been to a reunion.
I peered through the window and thought I saw someone in a skirt.
No, dear, it's a kilt.
Oh, has old Jock turned up again?
Yes, my old rear gunner. This way, Jenny.
Aye, it's really good of you to put me up to no stage.
Now, you'll have to be out in the morning before the wife gets up.
what a relief to get back into bed. Oh, it's lovely. Oh, no, it can't be Janet again. Coming, coming.
Michael, where's Janet? I'm terribly worried. We had this row, you see, and she stormed out of the house. And, well, I must speak to her.
Well, you'll have to shout. She's in Hampstead.
Oh, the poor child. I suppose she's wandering around the heath sobbing.
No, not at all. She's at Adrian's.
Adrian's? What's she doing there?
Sleeping, I hope.
Well, she might have phoned. The ingratitude of some people. I'm frantic with worry, and she's snoring her head off.
She doesn't snore. At least, so she tells me. Now, Maggie, look, it's very late. I think you should go back home.
I can't go back to my flat. It's full of demented beatniks covered in hair singing weird songs. I just can't face them. Couldn't I stay here?
I beg your pardon?
Oh, that's Hillary. She's inside my coat. I brought her for safety. Hillary, say hello to Michael.
Well.
Do be quiet. That's it. Ah, snuggle up. Just lie there. I'll get you a nice little drinky.
Hello, hello.
Oh, ouch! Don't scratch.
Hello? This one's fighting back. Oi, Mr. Lightfoot, I thought I told you to get rid of that female.
Mr. Albright, it's only my cat.
Try again, Dick Whittington. I told you before to take her home.
But I did take her home. This is another one.
No, what's the Lightfoot? You're either lying or boasting. Now, let's have no more of it. Rules is rules.
Well, what do we do now?
Well, let's hope that Adrian's got some spare blankets.
Whoever you are, go away. I've already been woken up by one nutcase.
I know, I'm back. Adrian, I brought Maggie.
And Hillary.
And who?
She's a Siamese cat, allergic to teenagers.
I don't care if she's an Aylesbury duck that plays the Hammond organ. Go away and let me go to sleep.
Adrian, I'm stranded. Do you happen to have a sofa? Well,
my sofa's already full of Janet. But if it's an emergency, I'll find you an armchair or a magazine rack or something. What's wrong?
I'll tell you when I get inside. I'm freezing. Night, Michael.
All right, night.
Adrian, is that someone else?
It's just an old Air Force chum of mine, dear. Got stranded, lost his way.
Sounds like your old navigator.
That's right, Paddy. This way.
To be sure, it's very good of you to be going to all this trouble. You must never want to forget an old friend.
Hardly seems worthwhile going to bed. Still, may as well crawl in. 4 hours is better than nothing. Oh, no. No, it can't be. I'm imagining things. That's what I'm doing. It's a mirage. Coming, coming, I'm coming. Hello.
Oh, Miss Lightfoot, it's me, Mavis. I've been abandoned. Left on your doorstep like a bottle of milk.
Mavis. Mavis, what are you doing here? I thought you were going to a dance.
Well, I did. But at the conclusion, we left because it had finished. And then it came to me I had nowhere to sleep and I'd missed the last trolley. And I've been walking the streets for hours. Oh, my feet are killing me. Oh, these gilt shoes are not meant for walking, if you ask me. They're not real plastic at all. They're imitation.
But, Mavis, why didn't you think of this before?
Well, I've never worn them before. They're brand new.
No, I mean, why didn't you think about somewhere to sleep? Surely you must have made some arrangements if the dance finished late.
Well, I did. You see, last week I asked Janet if when it came to tonight I could stay at this flat she's got. But, of course, when it did, I couldn't because she hasn't.
I see. You mean you were going to stay the night at Janet?
Well, I always do when I'm late in the palais. But tonight, what with the port and lemon and everything, I clean forgot. Oh, Mr. Lightfoot, please put me up. I can sleep standing up on the sofa if necessary.
Aye, aye. Mr. Lightfoot, this is the third one. Now, what's happening tonight? You going in for the treble charm?
Whatever I'm going in for, I'm not getting many results.
Can't stay here.
I know. Oh, come on, Mavis. We're going to Hampstead.
Will the coconut shies be out?
Oh, no. We're full up. No vacancies. Try Wormwood Scrubs. Michael, where do you find all these people?
Mr. Beals, I don't want to be a circumference to anyone, I'm sure. But I'm stranded.
There's a very logical explanation, you see.
This is the limit. What am I going to do with three women in the house? I ask you.
Don't ask me, ask one of the girls.
Oh, please let me in.
Oh, well, I suppose we can find you an ashtray that's not occupied.
Oh, sir. Good night, Mr. Lightfoot.
Good night, Mavis. See you at the office.
Now, follow me. The girls' dormitory is along here on the left.
Adrian, is that another one of your Air Force chums?
Yes, dear.
What are you doing? Bringing them in by radar?
Now, this way, Mavis. Now, the girls are in there. I won't put the light on. It'll wake them up.
Right here, then. I'll just curl up on this sofa.
Oh, help! Are you friend or foe?
Neither, I'm Mavis.
You're sitting on my guitar.
Mavis, try one of the armchairs.
Right here, then.
Oh, stop it, Hillary.
Oh, mercy, Miss Tatnall, I thought you were a cushion.
That'll be the day.
Mavis, have you come to take notes?
Well, if she does, they'll be the hottest things since Lady Chatterley. Now, please, be quiet and get some sleep, and you must all be out before my wife gets up.
Mavis, find a chair and go to sleep.
Honestly, it's all a bit larky, if you ask me. Every time you sit down, you find a familiar face. This one seems to be empty.
Well,
I've been bitten by an antimacassar.
Oh, 4 o'clock. Oh, won't bother to undress. Just have a snooze for a few hours in the armchair. Oh, no. No, it can't be. Or perhaps it's my wristwatch. I don't want any more visitors. Coming, I'm coming. Mrs. Beale.
Michael, I had to come round. I couldn't stay in the house a minute longer with that monster.
Adrian?
Oh, don't mention his name. He told me he was putting up some of his old chums from the Air Force. I go downstairs and find 3 girls.
I'm sure there's an explanation. Perhaps he was in the WAP.
3 girls? But 3?
Just his service training, you know, doing things in triplicate.
He had the nerve to say it was all innocent. Some story about a flat being pulled down and beaten it. Well, I mean, who'd believe a story like that?
Mr. Lightfoot! What is it now? You started up the early morning shift. Now, please, take your girlfriend home.
She's not a girlfriend. She's a married woman. I mean, she's a... Oh, goodbye, Mrs. Beals. Look, we can't stay here together.
Oh, Michael, where are you going?
To the only place I know where I can have a nice, uninterrupted sleep. My office. Good night. I mean, good morning.
Through no fault of your own, you've just heard Something to Shout About. Michael Lightfoot was played by Michael Medwin, Maggie by Eleanor Summerfield, Janet by Fenella Fielding, Mavis by Joan Sims, and Adrian by Nicholas Phipps. Mr. Albright and several other unlikely characters by Warren Mitchell. The script was turned out by Miles Rudge and Ronnie Wolfe, who should have been turned out years ago. And produced by Eric Miller, who's been threatening to turn it in.
Janet, darling, you really must find a flat. You're upsetting everybody's lives.
But I've tried. If it gets any worse, I should just run away from it all and join the Foreign Legion.
But that's for men only.
Yeah, it's crazy.